The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Yeah, I was just messing with the phone, the settings on the camera.
Oh, you're not dialed?
It just looked a little orangey.
A little orangey? Like that cool shirt you're wearing from our homie O-Side?
Yeah.
Customs? That guy's so awesome. You were showing me that merch at your place, and I was saying, that guy's so cool. He is way cooler than we are.
I know. Isn't it funny? Like, I look at my merch, I'm like, it's cool. And then I see other people do stuff, I'm like, I want to do cool stuff.
Yeah, I know,
and
right?
And then I just do the same old thing. Skeletons and trucks.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we have a limited scope of things. I don't know. I have an idea for a shirt that I thought about last night. Have you ever had an idea that just, like, you're just going along and it just zaps into your brain? You're like, obviously.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Those are the ones that work. The ones that you sit there and think about for years, you're like, and then you just do them and you're like, I don't know.
And those are the best ones. And everything. In reels, in editing, in t-shirt designs, like. And I feel like that's in everything. All the ideas that I have off the cuff are always really good.
I watched your reel of Shane's truck from Severed the other day.
Yeah.
And the music caught me off guard.
Oh, it did?
I was like, why did he use this song? It was like it's the most trendy song ever. I was like, I was just expecting something else. And I heard that. I was like, it's not Frank.
that's kind of funny. Cause so my kid is a huge Tyler, the Creator fan.
Yeah.
And she's always like, you know, show me the music. And I've always liked Tyler, the Creator, to some degree. And when he was on Odd Future and like, there's like a whole bunch of stuff, but not really anymore. But then this album comes out and it's really good. It's like, it's catchy. It's you know, kind of boppy, you know, like, I'm like, yeah, I like this album. She's like, that's the worst one. So technically, I'm still using the worst one.
Here's Frank just trying to be a kid again, trying to fit in with his kids. Like, I'm cool. I'm the cool dad.
I'm just trying to impress my daughter. That's why. Because I was like, that one was just, I was editing. Tomorrow, Severn and Southwest video dropping tomorrow. So look out for that.
Do you ever see this stuff online where it's like, man, we got this before GTA 6?
Yeah.
And it's just gotta, like, we got Severed before we got all the other videos that you never made.
Hey, you know what? The year 2024 is a black hole. So if anybody expecting anything from 2024, don't.
That's wild. That was 2 years ago.
I know. Yeah. And I just went through this real mental block period and
yeah,
and that's it. So don't, yeah, those will never happen, but everything, all the shows that we went to last year, I edited and those are out. So,
yeah.
And this was another one of those videos where it was just like, I sat down and I was like, okay, I'm just going to start, you know, roughly putting this together. And before I knew it, it was done.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, but then again, it's like a very interesting video. I'll just explain it because it's coming out tomorrow and people can watch it. The first half is just me talking about parts for the Tacoma, all the parts that I've acquired. I still have to film that. That's my job tomorrow, is to film that and finish editing that, because I was going to try to have it done and uploaded the same time that this episode came out, Monday. But you know what? I was going to say this at the beginning of the video, but this has been a week.
No, yeah.
It's been, dude. Well, I mean, for both of us, like, well, actually more for you, which we'll get into in a minute, but it's been a very busy week. So I didn't get to film my intro, so I'm going to do that tomorrow. But yeah, it's basically me talking about all the parts that we've got and what's going to go on the truck, and then right into the Severed video, which is kind of just show music-y, you know, not too vloggy style, but I'm going to be yapping so much in the beginning of the video, there's no need to talk about the show.
We're done with you, man. Detail. Just get to the
Show us the truck.
Skip to the good stuff.
just show us the trucks.
Yeah. Which is the opposite of my video that's coming out, which is just all
talking. Which one are you working on? Which one are you working on? The giveaway truck video?
Yeah.
Yeah. When is that going to drop?
I don't know. It's a doozy.
What can you talk about?
I don't know. I can talk about, well,
you can talk about that it was a whirlwind.
It was wild. It was nothing. I'm a very optimistic person. I'm just like, it'll work out.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And it did work out, but
yeah,
was not just like, I just did not think about how crazy it was going to be.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's safe to say you guys successfully bagged a truck in about 3 days.
And we could have done more. And like, that's the thing. Like, we, after the third day, we were just like, man, it was so poorly planned. Like, from a managing point of view, you know, there was no like, that was on me, right? I should have been more like, okay, we need to figure out who's doing what in this, because it just kind of was just like this, boom, boom, yeah, boom, boom. Everyone's just, you know.
Which I kind of, in the last episode when we sat down with Tony and Nick, that's what I was kind of going, like, what is your guys' plan exactly?
That's the thing, is there was no
plan. There was no plan.
And that was also kind of the plan, because I want to do this again.
Uh-huh.
And this just basically showed us every single piece we need to get better at.
Okay. Well, yeah, man, you had to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. So figure it out. If we tried to have a plan, I don't know even if that would have worked out, because
yeah,
that would have just probably fallen apart in the first day.
Yeah.
And then we would have just been exactly where we are now. But now that we did it, I've talked to each individual person and got their input, and everyone's like, we're doing it again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool that everybody's revved, because they could have walked away like, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was an interesting thing to see go down.
Mm-hmm. Did, I don't know if this is too behind the baseball type thing, but did everybody like get along? Was there any, was there any TV drama?
No TV drama. There was, a couple small things, but they were quickly done and over with, you know? Mm-hmm. Nothing bad or anything like that. Like,
yeah,
it was everyone at the end was
like that too.
Everyone at the end was like, I had a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's good. You're like,
I know. Damn, I'm just out here making enemies.
Yeah, I know. Tony's like, so the forbidden chapter Indiana is over.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, so I was trying to get that video done. I'm trying to get Dino's intervention still done. I know Oral's listening to this. Oral, intervention's coming. I'm gonna try to right after LST just kind of knock intervention and Dino's out, and then I'm done doing show coverage.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, you have been for a while, but it was, I mean, done. Well, you kind of like what's the right word? Like, you've kind of assigned show coverage off to Chupas.
Yeah, and that's where it's going to be at. Like, if you want show coverage, then we're going to have to work out something to where, like we're doing with LST, essentially.
Right.
You know, so it's not that I don't like it, because I still want to do it sometimes, but I don't want to have this thing hanging over my head.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing this, and then I have jobs next week, and then I'm leaving next week, and then we're leaving the week, and after that, and I still, like, it's something else. At this week, I was like, do I have a job? Like, this sucks.
Oh, wow.
Because it was just, so we went to Severed. We talked about that. And then the next day,
I wanted to talk a little more about Severed, because I feel like we kind of rushed it last week. But yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, so then we woke up on Sunday and went and had breakfast, and then came back here. And then I shipped out the pre-order t-shirts. And then they were just sitting on the couch. And I was like, do you guys just want to go down to the shop? And they're like, yeah, let's get a head start. Well, the shop's an hour and a half away.
Right.
So by the time we get down there, it's like 3:00.
Oh, wow.
So we we did a couple of things, and then we left, got home. And then every single morning it was wake up at 6 a.m, get on the road. And we had this routine. We stopped at QT, got coffee, got a donut, and made the trip over there. And then the way home, we would eat at a different, you know, like different places. And, like places they don't have back there and stuff. But yeah, and then there was like a couple nights we didn't get home till like 10, 11, and then same 6 in the
full
morning.
Days, like, yeah, and then just 12-hour days.
Yeah, right? And then Thursday, I woke up. We had to wake up at like, leave at like 6 something in the morning, take him to the airport. And then I came.
Oh, they left on Thursday?
They left on Thursday.
So essentially, you built that truck in 2 days.
No, no. Or, three. Well, 3.5 days.
Three. Oh, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, half a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. Gone Thursday.
3.5 days. And then,
yeah.
So I came, went to the airport, dropped him off at the airport, came home. Friday, went back down to Trevor's, down to Panda's.
Mm-hmm.
Did a bunch of stuff. And then it was 5:30, and I was about to load the truck up, and we just didn't get the final little thing. And so I'm going to go down Monday and pick it up.
Oh, okay. And, so it's still there.
It's still there, and the bed's not done. So the bed still has to get done. But yeah, I'm going to try to get the video out probably midweek. I don't know. We'll see how tonight goes if I get home after the Super Bowl party thing and just keep on knocking it out.
Yeah, and, yeah, dude. Lots of stuff going on, man.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because we were like, let's record today. Well, let's. Yeah, and then I had some stuff going on, but yeah, it was a wild week. It's been a week.
Yeah,
well, it's cool. I'm excited, man. I love the pictures, the updates that you sent over. Like, it looks really cool on the ground on those wheels. Yeah. It looks really good.
Yeah. So, the video will explain more. I don't want to give too much away about what got done, what not didn't get done, who was involved, who wasn't involved. Mm-hmm. And all that
the
stuff.
One little thing behind the scenes thing was Nick Tony and Nick are from Indiana, where it's currently under snow, so they get to Arizona the weekend, because I was there when we, well, obviously because last week's episode we sat down and talked with them, so I was there too and picked him up in sunny Arizona. It's like 70 degrees, and Nick, I saw Nick post a story saying, oh, I love this place, I love Arizona, and then later in the week he's back home at like, and it's just covered under snow.
Yeah.
And he's like, take me back to Arizona.
That was the interesting part when we were taking the truck apart. And this truck's a 94, right? So it's, what is that, 30 years old?
30 years old, yeah.
And they're like taking it off with ratchets and just like taking the leaf springs off. They're,
and
like,
they're like, what is happening, like, right now?
How is this even possible? Right. And it was, and they're just like,
welcome to the Southwest.
Yeah. They're just like, this would be, it would take us 2 days to take this thing apart in Indiana.
Yeah, just because all the rust and that's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know who I was talking to last weekend. I don't know who I was talking to, but someone from not from California, Arizona area, and they were talking about smog and about how, like, in California, you know, we got smog. You in Phoenix, you know, metropolitan area, you have smog, and they don't have smog. And I was like, it's kind of interesting because here, that's all they care about is smog.
Yeah,
it could be a frame and a motor and a seat, and as long as it passes smog, they do not give a crap if it's on the road or not.
Yeah.
But then you go back east, no smog, but then they go through these heavy inspections and you see like all this crazy rust and thing. And I'm sure you see it on Reddit too, where people will say they're like buying used cars and they're usually in the rust belt and they're like, I don't know about this 2011 Camry.
Yeah.
I don't know, do you think this is bad rust? And the whole freaking subframe is gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it's a 2011. And it was like, oh, it's got 65,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah. The whole thing is wild. But yeah, Nick was just like, yeah. But yeah, cool. I dig it. Was the Severed in the Southwest shows last weekend. We didn't really go into much detail about it, but it was a really good show. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I felt like, because that show was December and many, many years previous, but it was January in this year. And I felt like it was almost like it had a buzz to it. Like everybody was just like excited to be out there for the first show of the year.
Yeah, that's what, like, it was.
When it was
previously, it was the show to wind down the end of the year.
Exactly.
And so it felt just like, oh, this is all coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And then now, since they moved it to the end of January and the weather was really good, it just felt like, oh, okay, the holidays are over. What are we going to do now? Oh, there's this car show. And it just like, and now it just starting to ramp up.
Yeah. And it felt like a buzz walking around. Yeah. Just everybody kind of excited about the whole year and the whole show season starting. Yeah. Sever did a great job putting it together. Yeah. I don't want to say that. But I was just going to say kind of under new management a little bit, but same club, little different manager.
Yeah, anyway, they got a lot of new members too that are just like helping out and.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that to say that everything went very smooth. Everything went really smooth. The raffle was interesting. You and I never buy raffle tickets, and we decided to buy raffle tickets that time.
So I always buy $20 worth of raffle tickets.
Oh, you
at
do?
Shows. I know. Whether I pay attention to the raffle or not is a different story. Just because I never win.
Yeah, me neither.
So,
never.
No.
And I just felt lucky this time. And guess what? I didn't win anything.
They gave away 10 dual packs, and we both needed dual packs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We were just.
Because how we kind of ended up there was we went over to Switch because we were ready to buy parts. I was ready to buy compressors. You were ready to buy compressors. I needed a tank. And Seth and his crew did not bring any parts to the show.
No. So I actually went over to Seth's on Monday or Tuesday morning to buy compressors for the giveaway truck. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I wish I would have won these because they are. You buy the compressor, their install kit, which is the wiring and the pack 80 thing, and 50 feet of airline. And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's up there, huh?
The wiring kit's almost as much as the damn compressors.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. That's what I got to do.
Yeah, I know.
Which I wish I would have had to do my little parts thing tomorrow, but you know, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
I have other parts to talk about.
Yeah,
but that's cool. So I thought that was fun. But yeah, the giveaway, we were talking while the giveaway was going on. You have to be, and although he did a great job, you know, announcing the giveaway, but you could tell. Like, it takes a special kind of person to run a raffle.
Yes.
To have the energy to keep going, to be engaged with the people, you know, and because it's a long, long, long process.
Yes.
And you could tell he was kind of like, it was like a little roller coaster. He'd like run out of steam and then get going again and then run out of steam. But we were just saying, like, it's only because it's a pretty difficult thing to do.
Yeah. And if, you know, and if you remember at our show last year, I was like, because Roulette does not like to do the raffle.
But he's good at it.
Well, no, it's not that he's good at it, and I know he's listening.
I know.
It's that he knows how to do it.
Which is being good at it.
Which is being good at it, but when you're sick of doing it, because you've done it for 30 years, your voice can get a little mundane.
Yeah,
and
fair.
And it makes the crowd not have fun.
Right. So right. Yeah, because then you got to engage
them. You have to engage
them. Everybody involved.
So my idea was to throw Joey in there. To kind of co-do it with Roulette, and it didn't work out like I thought it would, just because there was no preparation time. So we're going to do that again at our show. I'm going to have Joey and Roulette do it, but I'm going to let them work together and figure out before I just say, hey, Joey, do this.
Yeah, you guys kind of threw him in there.
Yeah, but it also made you realize, like, oh, Roulette's a professional and he knows what he's doing, and
right,
he, you know what I mean? But after so many years of him doing it, I just want to refresh it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I also noticed the thing when we were sitting there. Raffles, like you said, are very long and drawn out, and they can get boring and frustrating, and no one's paying attention to their tickets. And I noticed, and no one, it's like everyone had their tickets like in different rows. And the best way to do it is to sit there beforehand and put all the beginning number and the end number in your phone, in your notes.
Oh,
and then you're just looking at your phone, and then you don't have to look at all your.
If it's somewhere in between there,
yeah.
You're a winner.
You have different different groupings of tickets. But I was noticing that I was like, I think we're, as a scene, we're aging into the raffle part of our scene. Meaning,
I noticed that too.
We used to hate the raffle. And now people were like looking forward to the raffle. And I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying like it was just kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially like when you take the time to invest into your raffle. Like Sever did a really good job of having the dual packs, having that cool bike, as well as a bunch of like vendor stuff, like our banners and different t-shirts and hats and stuff. And with our show, you take so much time to invest into the raffle, making sure that the prizes are cool and worthwhile and you want them.
Yes.
And, you know, and that helps out a lot too.
Yeah. And I was talking to a few people. Yesterday I went to the Sunset show out here and it was super fun. It almost felt like a wind down from Severed, almost like a
after. I was going to ask how
like an after party from Severed, but it was great. They did a really good job. It went really fast. It was like from 8 to 3, and it was it was at a nice little park, the good food there, and music and all that stuff, and it was a lot of fun. They were doing the raffle, and while they were doing the raffle, we were talking about the severed raffle and our raffle and their raffle and everyone's raffle. And I was just like, is it better? Because the whole idea of raffles is to collect money and make money, right? Right. So can you make the same amount of money giving away, doing less prizes, but better prizes? So instead of doing a t-shirt and a hat, you do a t-shirt, a hat, and a main prize, like a subwoofer, an amplifier. So that's one draw instead of two draws. So if you take your draws from 40 draws to 20 draws, but the 20 are all dope things, is your income of the raffle the same?
I would say yeah.
And because, I think that's the conclusion. I think we're really going to test that this year with ours, because I don't want to give just a t-shirt and a hat away.
Right.
I want to do a t-shirt and a hat and a impact. A t-shirt, a hat, and a screwdriver set, like these bigger prizes. Yeah. So
yeah, I think that's a really great idea, because that's why we were there. We wanted the compressors, you know, and everybody wanted the compressors or the bike or something big. And also, you do have to incorporate your vendors and their merchandise too, and that's a perfect way to do it.
But it's like, you don't want to do too many less draws, right? Because then you're like, it's over in 5 minutes.
That's also true. You need like I'm thinking like a 20-30 item raffle.
Yeah, I think
that's about a sweet spot, I think.
I think so. And if you can make if you can make it last a half an hour instead of an hour.
Yeah.
Then I think you're
or
good.
Or more. Yeah. I think that's a really great idea. Those are really good takes. But yeah, definitely getting to the age where we're settling into that. I'll talk about this later about the club meeting we had last night, but, and this is out of context, but it will be in context later. Adam was all, did you make sure you talk to the owner of the business to make sure he's okay with mini truckers? And I was all, Adam, it's not like we have some notorious like reputation anymore for mini truckers. First of all, they're going to go, who?
Yeah.
It's not like you're over there saying like, are they okay with street takeover?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly.
I just thought it was funny. And that's just us like aging into this next bracket into this whole thing. I thought was
hilarious. Cause a long time ago it was like, it's river runs and it was partying and mini truckers had this little thing. And now you're just like, oh yeah. Yeah. Mini truckers. They were Corvette people.
Now it's definitely like Severed was have fun during the day, do the raffle, pack up, and we're like, all right, let's go get some wings and go chill.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, and that's the perfect day. To me, that's the perfect. It's not like, all right, let's go to the, you know, Severed, you know, back in the day or before, like it was show when it was, especially it was in like Castles and Coasters, like show. All right, we're done with that. Then they go to the bar and then we like hang out all night. Those times have changed.
Yeah. Maybe not for some people.
Well, some people still do that for sure.
Yeah. But they're not last until 2 a.m. It's 10 o'clock, then they're going home.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice meal, few beers, and you're like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah. But no, the Severed show was great. I got my wheels. That's going to be in the video, but I got my wheels from Ben. Thanks to Ben for holding on to them for so long. He pulled up in the morning and he's like, man, I could have sold these things like 4 times already. And I was like, yeah, no. Thank you for not doing that.
Thank you for being a nice person.
Yeah, yeah. That was great. It was cool to have everybody there hanging out in the booths and stuff. It was a really fun time. I had a really good time.
The booth was cool because it was Lindsay, then you, then me, and then Panda.
Yeah.
So it was like this.
And then Panda was selling shirts, all the shirts that I made over him for this past month. He was slinging those things.
Yeah. So
and I think he did sold a bunch of them.
Yeah, and on the website too. So we had like a new addition to the crew almost.
Yeah.
To the carnival that we call the vendor row.
Yeah. It's fun, dude. And then now with Panda being there, it's a little different because, you know, he's doing the fabrication thing. He gave away that super cool heavyweight title belt.
Yep.
I didn't see the truck that it went to. I thought I did. And as I was editing, I was like trying to, because he said it went to a purple Toyota.
White cab, purple bed.
White cab, purple bed. I did not, I don't think I
found it. Body dropped on like, oh, I forgot what size wheels, like a old school billet wheel.
Nice, nice. Yeah, yeah, I didn't see that. But did you notice that, so we had the giveaway truck kind of parked in between the booths, which was cool, kind of showing that off. And then did you notice that, like, the next one down there was that gray standard cab there, which was essentially the giveaway truck laid out? That was super cool. I don't know whose truck that is.
Yeah, that's some guys, local guys here.
Oh, okay. Yep. That thing was, that was tough. Yeah, I was looking at them how, like, they, like, the giveaway truck could just be that, you know? It's cool.
Yeah, I love that truck. It reminds me of Eric's truck, just like a different mm-hmm. color kind of, but that year truck, I've always loved that year truck, but now I'm just like, this is right there with Tacomas for me. Cause they just look mm-hmm. really good.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the next giveaway truck at the meeting. And then you came up upon the one that you were talking about. You know what I think would be cool? Cause like, you know how we're talking about like, every time this giveaway truck happens, it's kind of like improving it a little bit. And I had this thought, like, what about if the improvement isn't not like a nicer truck or whatever, but just a cleaner version of that truck, like a super clean, like 80. What was the body style before that one? 84, 88 extra cab, mint condition, laid out.
Yeah.
You know, spend some nice coin on the truck. And then lay it out.
We'll see if we have any money after this.
It might be another $89.95.
Yeah. We were also talking about, because I found this really clean Nissan 720 that I want to get and do that.
Yeah,
one.
Well, that's what you're. I didn't want to say it, but if you want, guys.
And we were talking about it at the show yesterday, and we were just like, well, what if we didn't bag it? What if we just lowered it on some cool wheels and left that. And just left it super clean.
That's also a kind of cool option.
Yeah, because then you're not into it as much, mm-hmm. and then you make a little bit extra money, and then you put it in, and then you get a really nice something different. You know, like better. I don't know. I guess it all depends
on how this whole thing shakes out after this show.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I think that's what it really comes down to, honestly.
Yeah.
But so the thing that I was wondering about, but you kind of already said it, was the Sunset Show. You know, there was a little concern that maybe the Severed Show would have taken away from that show, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. It was still a great turnout. Yep. That's good. That's really cool. Oh, excuse me. Anything notable from the show?
It was just, I didn't leave the booth.
Oh, that's good.
Kind of a thing I've been doing lately.
Yeah.
Just, it's like so many years of stressing out about leaving the booth and going to film. Has I'm the opposite effect now. I'm just like, I'm at the booth. I'm not even walking around. I'm enjoying this time, you know?
Yeah. The interactions, hanging out.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good. So no content. Sorry.
No content. There's plenty of other people doing it though.
Did they have a limbo?
No, there was not that. It was literally just you pull in. It's this big grass, like circle field that's on two different levels. So they had one level of trucks, and then behind it, it's like up on top was another level of trucks, and then some vendors in the center, and then on this patio area they had food trucks and DJ and their raffle booth and stuff.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's like municipal courthouse area, park, almost like Reunion was, but like not as big, but very similar. Nice.
Yeah, because it's the same area, right? That's like, because isn't Queens Creek, was it?
No, it was in Peoria. So it was right down the street from the Severed Show.
Oh, so it's a it was? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought maybe because I think Ryan is from.
Yeah, he's the East Side guy.
An East Sider.
Yeah, so all those East Siders had to drive to the West Side two weekends in a row, and they don't like doing that.
Yeah, I know. I found that out. They do not like that.
They're like, this is so far. I'm like, try doing that 6 days in a row.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah, that's wild. Because the giveaway video is coming out. No Tacoma updates. That's meandering.
Yeah, that's happening in the background. Mm-hmm. And I got to talk to Alan because I was going to go out there this week.
Yeah. Oh, we have our friend's Disney trip going down.
Yeah, we have a Disneyland trip going down this weekend. So that's cool. I don't know. I was going to go out like Thursday, and then Friday I was going to be like, okay, I'll film some stuff, then we record a podcast, and then I. Mm-hmm. But I messaged him and I was like, hey, what if I come out after LST on a Saturday when the shop's not running?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And we could do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for his reply and we'll see. So,
yeah, that sounds good. What else? This was going to bring about. So we had the club meeting last night. Nothing that we need to like talk about. But there was one thing that came up. I think it's pretty cool. But Forbidden Fantasy SoCal is going to be hosting a cruise night soon.
Is it a cruise night, or are they doing the cars and coffee thing?
Cruise night.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be a cruise night. Our friend Mike Gallego and Brandon are sort of spearheading it. They're from Norco.
Yeah.
The cruise night's going to be in Norco at a location to be determined.
Yeah.
But I thought that was just kind of something to mention right now, so people will start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because right now there's only one other cruise night in Southern California, and that's a sunset cruise night that they put on every month. And so yeah, so they're like, hey, let's just do a cruise night. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah, Mike hit me up about it and was asking, and I was just like, yeah, this. I was like, just you know, try not to make it. Don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what kind of I was getting at too with the whole thing. You know, they're talking about trophies and blah blah. And I'm like, I said, you know what was really cool back in the day? Just posting up and hanging out. Yeah, just posting up and hanging out. You don't need trophies.
Just post it up and hanging out.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, they're kind of spearheading it. So, whatever they decide to do, basically, you know. But we'll see what happens. And then the other funny thing, a little bit of cleanup to do. This is from a few episodes ago, but from the Christmas party, go back to that and the skateboard and everything like that. I asked Mike at the party, I said, who painted this? And he's all, yeah, oh, a guy named Kevin Gaunt. And I'm like, okay, I don't know who that is. And then so we talked about it on the podcast. I showed it off and I said, yeah, over, I forget, Quality Built Customs, you know, painted this, a guy named Kevin Gaunt. So then Los calls me Monday afternoon after he listens to the episode. And he's like, you know Kevin Gaunt? And I'm all, who's that? He's all, it's Red. And I'm like, oh. Well, why didn't you say that, Mike? Because now I feel like a complete jerk. I've known Red a very, very long time. And yeah, I thought it was freaking hilarious. And he's like, oh, I didn't know you knew him as that. I'm all, I didn't know him as his regular name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was really freaking hilarious. But anyway, thanks, Red.
Yeah.
For the cool skateboard. I really appreciate it. It's really awesome.
That is funny when we kind of sometimes we'll know someone for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go back and forth with calling Trevor Panda Trevor.
You're right, yeah.
I've been trying to call him Trevor now because that's his real name. And
yeah, so my name's not Panda.
His name's not Panda, but it's just like this thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's really funny. It wasn't until like freaking, I don't know how long ago, but when Facebook came out and I'm all, who's Richard, whatever his last name is?
Bobley.
Bobley. I'm all, who is that person? Oh, it's Roulette. Yeah. Oh, okay.
When they forced everyone to not have nicknames on there?
Yeah. Yeah, because in the beginning of Facebook, you could still have a nickname, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. And at some point, they made you use your real name. And that's hilarious. It's really funny. But yeah, man, a lot of interesting stuff going on. A lot of neat stuff going down. We're gearing up for freaking LST, which is crazy.
I'm not ready for any of this.
Really? I feel like I am. I feel like I'm pumped. I mean, I'm
mentally ready to do these things.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I need reprints, and I'm just like, I'm just kind of all over. But I don't need reprints at the same time. But I'm just like, okay, what? So I need to really like kind of figure out what shirts I'm taking and which shirts I'm going to throw in a discount bin and not have for a couple of months or something like that. That's kind of where I'm at.
I'm kind of somewhere similar, but I'm more like, I didn't print anything. I don't have any new shirts right now. Mm. I just sort of like have the new shirts from last LST.
Mm.
That's how I'm kind of making it make sense in my mind. It's like since the last LST, I have three or four new shirts. So I'm kind of taking new stuff, even though they've been out for a while. But I was just taking this time to redo all my stock, like for the next 5 months, redo all my stock and then come out with a couple new shirts. I'm working on two new shirts right now, which I don't have a timeline when they'll be done, but they're definitely not be done for LST.
Yeah. So. Mini Nats would be a good time to get them done.
Oh yeah. No, I cannot not get them done by then. Like they have
that's going to come up fast too.
Oh, I know. It's coming up really, really fast.
Yeah.
Also funny. The cruise night I was talking about is going to be the first weekend of May. Mm. They decided. I was like, oh, that's cool. I won't be there. So see later. That's going to be Red Rocks, you know?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be a thing too.
It's about to, like we say every year around this time, it's about to get wild.
Yeah. I know. I was talking to Will Freeman. He's like, yeah, I want to do like a movie night at the house. And I was like, heck yeah, do it. He goes, yeah, but you're never not going to be home for like, till like, I don't even know when. I'm like, yeah.
Summer. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know if we talk about this. We are taking the new trailer out to LST, which I'm looking forward to. It's going to contain something.
Yeah.
Have you decided what the something is going to be?
No, it's still up in the air? It's still up in the air, yeah.
Okay.
There'll be something in there.
There'll be something.
Yeah.
And we're bringing it to LST.
Have we looked
at that's kind of cool.
Have we looked at the weather for LST?
Yeah. Daniel sent us some stuff. He asked, he's like, have you guys looked at the weather? And I'm like, no, because I only use my app on my phone.
Yeah.
And it only like goes out to like 7 days or 10 days, yeah, or something like that. So I don't know what app to use to go out far, but, he looked, so I guess it's supposed to rain a little bit on Friday, but, sunny Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't even go off of it. I honestly, when I look at the weather for like looking that far ahead, I look at beforehand. I look at like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because what happens is if it rains a lot beforehand, the ground gets wet and soaks all that water up. So then if it barely rains on Friday, it gets the ground muddy. If it's sunny all week and then it rains a little on Friday, it's like almost not a big deal.
Right. And I think that's the scenario, right?
Yeah, I think so. I was just looking.
And because like it was kind of funny because they just got hit with a huge winter storm. And that's the storm that we always, it's dicey because that storm is either right before, right on, or right after.
Yep.
And I think we lucked out this year where it was right before.
Yeah, because on this one, it shows like no rain at all leading up to it and during it.
Yeah. It's going to be a good, it's fine. Finally.
I know. It's going to be like 80. We're not even going to want to be in the trailer.
I know, which is also funny.
Yeah.
Let's go get this brand new trailer with all these bells and whistles and then use it.
We got to shake it down for mini nets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I just think it always works out that way, though. That's why I keep the rain boots in the trailer, because if you keep the rain boots in the trailer, you'll never need them.
Yeah.
As soon as you take the rain boots out of the trailer, it's going to be all chaos.
Yes.
You know? But yeah, LST, getting ready for that.
And then Forbidden.
And then Forbidden. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, the weekend before Forbidden, we have that C5 carnival.
Oh, that's right. They rescheduled it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were talking about the Channel 5 carnival. I don't know, for those who know what Channel 5 is, it's like how did you describe it? A news?
It's a YouTube channel.
YouTube channel that deals with current events?
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. But it's a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
No, there was one more thought I had about LST. It's just gonna be you, me, and Chupas, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
I think Leo's coming. I think Leo might come out with Chupas.
Oh really?
Yeah,
he was saying that when we saw him when we were up there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, no, he is 100%. I think that's what he said.
Yeah. I don't know. I we'll see. Everyone says 100% and then when it comes to it. So until you have that plane ticket booked, it's mm-hmm. you're just talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. that's what's all going on. I'm running out of things.
I wish I could talk more about the giveaway truck. Because I really want to talk about everything that happened, but we're gonna have to do that next week.
Yeah. Oh, so you think the video will definitely come out sometime next week?
It'll definitely come out sometime next week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I just don't know if it's going to come out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. But we're also going to have to record on Thursday because...
Yeah, we got to record an episode before the weekend.
Yeah, because I'm not even going to be home till Monday.
What day are you coming out for Disneyland? Are you coming out with the group or are you coming out by yourself?
I'll see what Alan says. If Alan's like, no, I
want... Oh, that's what you just said earlier, yeah.
Yeah. If Alan's like, no, I want to do this and do this, but I don't think he's going to care. Then
okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, we can plan out because you can either come out here, we could do one in person, or we could record with him. We'll figure something out. We'll have more to talk about. You would think we would have a lot to talk about now since it's Sunday morning right now. It's Super Bowl day.
It is Super Bowl, and I'm getting ready for to go to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
yeah. He's just messaged me. He's like, I'll be down in an hour. Because he's out here, and then we're gonna go over to Freeman's house.
Nice. Heck yeah. Yeah. I'm just doing a low key thing here. Any particular team you're rooting for or just having fun?
I kind of knew who was in it.
Oh, really?
I have not been following it at all.
Oh,
yeah. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm even though they're divisional rivals,
Seattle,
I'm going to go for this. Yeah. I'm going to root for the Seahawks. Just because as a Los Angeles sports fan, I cannot root for any New England fan. Or any New England team.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Being not the Celtics, not the Patriots. What is their hockey team? I think they're the Bruins. Is it a hockey team?
Sounds about right.
Sure. Yeah.
Milk.
I can't do any of that.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay is, I asked her earlier, and I'm pretty sure I know what her, because Lindsay has a track record of picking the winning Super Bowl team for like the last 10 years or something like that.
I thought she didn't get it right last year.
No, she did.
Did she?
Yeah, she was right. What was last year was
it was Chiefs and
It was Chiefs and Eagles. And Eagles won.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was right. Yeah, she picked Eagles.
Yeah.
And so yeah, so she but her basis of picking teams are on colors, like colorways. And so like I'm pretty sure that she's like you got to like I admit Seahawks have a really cool colorway. They have like a it's like a navy blue, gray and like a bright neon green. So it's like a really cool colorway. And the Patriots are just, you know, red, white, and blue. Yeah. So it's not very interesting, you know. But yeah. So I think the Seahawks are going to dismantle the Patriots.
You think so?
Yeah, if Dobson is on his A game, they will 100%. Like basically, so last weekend was it last weekend? 2 weekends ago was the NFC Championship, which was Rams, my team, and the Seahawks, and that was like a knockdown drag out war. And honestly, like there were a lot of like sports pundits and people saying that like that was basically the Super Bowl. Like you had two Titan teams going against each other, and then the Patriots. This is some deep sports talk. But the Patriots, for however you want to look at it, they had a very easy schedule. So it was so the path for them to make it to the AFC was pretty easy. And then in the AFC Championship, they played the Denver Broncos, who had a really, really good quarterback. But during the game before that, he busted his ankle and he wasn't in it. So they were using their B string quarterback in the AFC Championship. And it was like snowing. I don't know if you caught any of that game.
No.
So it was in Denver. It started snowing. It was a full on blizzard, and it was like it was quite the game. But anyway, so the Patriots won that one, and they're moving on. And I think the Seahawks
will. Didn't the Seahawks blow a Super Bowl a couple years ago?
That was like
ten years ago. They had the best runner, but they decided to throw it at the last minute, yep. And everyone was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, I think it was like a fourth and goal situation, yep. and they lost that one. That was. That was a good one. The last time this is kind of an interesting little tidbit of sports and trivia. So every time a new Pope is elected, the Seahawks win.
Oh.
So the last time they won a Super Bowl was in 2013 when Pope Francis was named Pope and they won. And then now Pope Leo is now
the new
Pope.
So they're going to win.
They're going to win.
Between Lindsay's colors pick and
the God
and the Pope. And
which is kind of interesting because actually more sports trivia since we're in dead time right now. Pope Leo is the first American Pope in history.
Yeah.
And he's from Chicago. Yep. And he's a Bears fan.
Yeah.
So during the playoffs when the Rams were playing the Bears, I was like, we're cooked, guys. Like the Bears have God on their side, which is crazy because deep talk here. If you go back and if anybody watched that game, the Rams were ahead and it was like, I forget how many seconds were on the clock, but it was fourth and seconds, Rams up by like a score. And it was fourth down. And this dude throws a freaking Hail Mary from like 60 yards away. Touchdown.
Yep.
Takes it into overtime. And I'm like, nah, we're not going to win this one. But miraculously we did.
That's funny.
But yeah, so lots of sports stuff going on. But we could talk about this because Angie is on me about it. I guess I can ask you in this public forum.
Oh.
But we want to come out for spring training. Mm-hmm. Angie wants to come out for spring training. So I don't know what your week of, I think it's the week before the show. So not our show, not the FFF show weekend, but the week before. If we our kids are on spring break, so we're thinking about coming out there, hanging out, go to a spring training game.
Yeah, like the 16th through the 20th or the 23rd?
16th.
Yeah. Yeah, because then I'm going right back with you because I'm going to the C5 thing is the 21st.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right, cool. I'll tell her that. Yeah, she's all, ask Brian. So I was like, okay, I'll ask him.
Yeah, come out, stay in the room, go to your spring training game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have we're going to bring our kids. That was the other thing is like if we can bring the kids.
Yeah.
But our kids are now older. Like they're not like these like little kids who are running around causing a ruckus. They're just, they just sit there and on their phones,
yeah.
You know? One is a driving basically adult. So, yeah. So, but yeah, baseball starts Monday. Pitchers and catchers report Monday.
I know. People are going to turn the podcast off until November.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, they already turned the podcast off as soon as the football talk was going on.
100%. They're just not listening right now.
I wonder who's working on their trucks today for that one day of the year when they work on their trucks. Oh.
When everyone gets off and they go on Facebook. I don't watch sports. I work on my truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, the one Sunday.
The one Sunday.
I heard there's a sports ball going on. I hope your team gets a basket. It's like, yeah. Just let us maybe enjoy
you should,
things.
Maybe you should work on your truck more and it would be done.
Yeah, then you go cruise it somewhere. Instead of having to work on it today, you could go cruise it somewhere.
Frank's like, that's why my truck's not done, is because I watch sports. And exactly. I don't work on my truck.
Nah, I don't work on my truck at all.
Yeah. This chat keeps popping up. Is there anything in the drop Instagram?
I don't know. Let's check it out. Want
to check it out?
Yeah.
I have my new shirt on the website right now, and there's some more drop shirts on the website. Or there's still drop shirts on the website, so people want to go check that out. And I put my new banner up there. Did I put the banner up there with the...
How did your new shirt do? Because the Severed Show was the first show that you had that at with the moon shirt.
It did really good.
That's what we're going to call it now, is the moon shirt. Because you were like, it didn't really have a name for it.
It didn't. I was like,
I don't know. And it's got a giant moon on it.
Well, it's funny because I was asking people... first of all, I didn't know how that shirt was going to do because it's a little off.
A little different, right?
Yeah. But whatever. Someone came up and bought one. I was like, do you know the significance of the hawk? And they're like, no. And I was like, oh, look at this video. And they're like, oh my God. It's so funny that there's this hawk carrying a drone. And that's just the weirdest part of the t-shirt. Like, yeah. That'd be the first question I would ask is why is there a hawk on your t-shirt with a drone? These are two strange things.
Yeah. No, but well received though. I mean, it's still a cool shirt. It's got a cool truck. Like, I liked it too, because, like, you know, there was this point when you were asking yourself, like, how long am I going to do skeletons for?
Yeah.
Like, where do I go with this?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a little nice transition to get more, like, you're not really stuck in the skeleton thing. You're kind of getting more into this illustration thing. And I don't know. I think this was completely not on purpose, but it's got the total wolf, you know, howling wolf vibe.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The inspiration behind that was E.T. But the side thing that came out of it was like the wolf.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I think it was really cool, and it just kind of like gives it another kind of different vibe to the whole thing. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
The next t-shirt I'm coming out with too is completely different.
Yeah. Do you have an idea already on what that is?
Yeah.
Any want to give us a hint?
No. It's gonna have a truck on it.
It'd have a truck on it.
It won't be a mini truck. Although I might do two shirts.
It's no mini truck. So I just caught you say that. It's not a mini truck.
But I might not do. It's just a cool shirt.
That's where we're at this point, is like, we just want to make cool things. Like the idea that I came up with yesterday is kind of like a little bit of a tired idea. But I think this is interesting too, because like a lot of the ideas that end up in our space are kind of like older ideas that have been around for a while but don't really exist in our space. So this idea that I came up with yesterday that I'm going to start pursuing over this next week is, it's kind of like almost a tired idea in the mainstream. Like, it's been done a bunch but not really done in our context, you know? But that's the thing is like, that's okay. Like, it's fine if you're taking something that's already kind of been done a lot and just kind of repackaging it. You know, and I think that
I was going to say, speaking of artwork, the show artwork came out. We didn't even talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the show artwork. Congratulations to Big Bill.
Yep.
Out of Texas with his Roadster sick S10.
Yep.
And Queen Tiffany. and her turbocharged Toyota.
Yes.
Which is freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm really happy for them. Obviously, Tiffany and Tony by association have a really cool truck. I'm really happy for Bill, because Bill is such a positive, super good dude, and I could only imagine what his reaction was to seeing his truck on the show.
He's going to bring it out.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. I was a little confused, though, because I was like, oh, well, he's already had a Blazer, but his Blazer wasn't on our show work. It was on the Sparks in the Ozarks show artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it took me a second to figure that out. So, yeah, this is his first time having a truck on the show artwork. And, dude, you know what? He freaking earned that thing, because he put a lot of work.
Yeah.
He didn't just – it's not just a thing he cut the roof off of and just slapped a paint job on it. He took it all the way. He took it body off. He painted everything. The frame is painted. All the suspension's painted. I don't know if he painted the underside of the cab, but it's it's a full build.
Yes.
And he 100% deserves it, and he put so much work into that truck.
Yes.
And like even I don't know if people are familiar with it, but the part that I really like about that truck is it's a roadster. He cut the roof off, but then he got another bed and cut the bed rails off the bed and then welded them onto the top of the cab. Mm-hmm. So if you look down the side, I haven't seen it in a person, by the way. I've only seen photos and videos. And if you like look at down the side, it's got a really nice profile because it's nice and clean, and that rolled body goes all the way from the front to the back.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's my favorite mod.
Yep, it's really cool. There was a couple of trucks I was just like that were pretty deserving of the artwork this year. If anyone's listening, that no, we picked the shirt or we picked the trucks that have been worked on throughout the year and gone to events, and you know, kind of like that's how we gauge it, you know. And there was a couple others that did that will go on next year.
Yeah. Can I make a bold statement?
Yeah.
About our club and the people in it. Don't worry too much about the shirt artwork.
Oh yeah, I know. All the SoCal guys have been kind of talking about it and the thing, and I'm just like, yeah, it's like don't worry about it too much. It's not.
Don't worry about it too much. Just like be how does that old saying go? Like be like the eagle or be like the what? Be like the bill.
Yeah.
Just build your truck as the best as you can, and just keep moving forward and having fun with it.
Yes.
And eventually, everything else will fall into
place. And it's not even about building the truck too. It's about going to things.
That's the other thing.
So if you constantly find yourself making excuses and not going to things, you're not going to get on the club t-shirt ever.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of truck you have. If you have a truck and it's the baddest truck and we're like, hey, we're going to so-and-so this next show, and you're like, oh, I can't go, can't make it. That's totally fine. That's totally good. But don't talk about being on. Don't be like, man, I wish I could get on the club artwork.
Yeah,
because it's not gonna happen.
Yep. Yeah, I've been kind of thinking that lately too, you know. And I guess it's easy for me to say too, because I've had a truck on the show artwork.
Yeah,
you know. But yeah, don't worry about it. Just keep on doing stuff. Build your truck. Have fun. Go to things, and everything will fall into place.
Yeah, because for the next 5 years, it's just gonna be mine and your Tacoma on the show artwork.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Just in different configurations.
One on top, one on the bottom. One forward, one backwards. One this, one that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say who said it, but someone's all like, yeah, I got to get this thing done before Frank does, so because his will be on the next one. I'm all, hold on. No one needs a silver Tacoma just on wheels on any kind of show artwork.
Yeah, so. Like, not even, not even mine's going on there.
Right, right, yeah.
Like, it's not going on.
No, that's funny. But yeah, no, I'm so happy for those guys. I love how the and this has been going on for a while, but the little the coyote kind of make an appearance in the Roadrunner.
Yep.
What's the cartoon called?
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows what we're talking
about. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Wile E. Coyote, but this is Wild Mini Trucker Coyote.
The Roadrunner. What's it called?
I don't know, dude. Oh, I can't remember. God. My brain is just like...
Really? My brain is done. This week, I have not had like a day just to not do anything, and I'm so used to that I'm like, what's happening? Everyone's like... Everyone that's listening, it does things and goes to work and does these things every single day and has a chaos in their life, and I don't. So like...
Yeah.
I'm not having downtime has really messed with me.
I know. I know how that feels. Who came up with the original idea to add those characters? That was just Daniel, just
me and Daniel
stuff. Or, oh, you guys?
Yeah, yeah. Because he like sent it to me, and I'm like, we need to add like some animals in this like desert animal type thing. And this mm-hmm. and this last one, it was like if you notice the little jet ski and the little fishing boat in there too that are on the river.
Close.
Yeah, always look really close. There's always something. Even
I know there's some Easter eggs in there.
Even in my artwork, there's Easter eggs that nobody knows about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like. You might be able to spot them sometimes.
Yeah. Well, especially with the show artwork, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's a little more interesting because, like, you know, back in the day it was very, like, social like commentary type things with all the other show artwork throughout the years, and you can go back and look at them and see all the different things, which was really cool. So it's kind of interesting now to, like, since it's the same location, kind of doing the same thing, to kind of keep on changing it up every year. But Daniel always does a great job. He does. So,
and we can't really we can't keep doing the what we did before with current events, because it's just too crazy.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's people would be like, what's that? And I'd be like,
the closest one we got to, and I'm not going to say what it was, but if you go back and look at it, was actually the show artwork that my truck was on. That was about the most, like, hot take.
Which one? What was that?
How can I say this? It was, I'm looking at it right now. It's the slot machine, and coins are coming out, and there's a particular figure on the coins.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even remember putting that on there.
You don't remember? It was 2017.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So look real close.
Is that
close.
The same person that's about to be on a coin?
I don't was know. Was he maybe. On there?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know.
Let's back out of that.
Yeah, let's back out of this one. Back out of this one. But yeah, show artwork. go buy a shirt. Come to the show, buy a shirt, enter to win a cool truck.
Yeah.
Buy that shirt too.
Yep.
Is he going to have hoodies of that one? Because I want to snag a hoodie of the giveaway truck one.
No. No, he might.
He maybe. Yeah. I'm sure he will.
I mean, I know someone that could hook it up.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
I get it. Right on.
But yeah, nothing on the Instagram?
Nope.
No one cares because I don't make teasers anymore.
No, it's all right. I didn't make one last week, so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine. But,
go watch my video. It's coming out tomorrow.
Go watch my video. It's coming out.
Sometime. Yeah. Go to our websites.
Yep.
I don't have anything new, but I'm restocked on everything. So just go buy something and then it'll be there.
Yeah, I'm taking down some t-shirts too. I only have a couple of the Datsun shirts left. That one's going to come down. I'm going to take the one with the multiple mini trucks off with the Tacoma Mazda S10. That one is going to come off the website. That one got replaced with the ET Moon shirt.
It's the Moon shirt. Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
We're not an hour yet. We're 57 minutes.
Jeez,
what are we going to talk about? Everyone's just like, shut up.
Yeah, I know. They're just like, come on.
I know. I went into this episode too with such a, like, yes, there's so much to talk about. And then we started going, I can't talk about everything. I hate doing
it. I know. It is. I know. We'll have a lot to talk about next week though, because both of our videos will be out and we'll dissect them. All right, I think we'll cut this one off right here.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We have two more minutes to hit that hour.
Two more minutes. Okay. All right. If you made it this far, we ran into like a little bit of a lull, like first 30 minutes, good. We ran into a little bit of a lull, then got into the show artwork.
Oh, it was fun to have Tony out here while I got the show artwork. So I got it in my.
It's his wife's truck on there.
So I've seen the two trucks being drawn for a couple of weeks. And then we've been kind of just like figuring out the rest. And then I got the artwork and I was like, oh, and Tony was out doing something. And I was like, hey, what do you think of this? And he's like, oh, that's super sick. So that's awesome. That was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Super cool.
And then so the way that we do it is nobody knows. And I just post it in our club group and just kind of let it organically be a surprise.
Which is kind of funny because Bill doesn't have Facebook. He doesn't have Instagram. And he only does TikTok.
So it took about 10 minutes, five to 10 minutes to get filtered through him. And then Dean hit me up and he's like, hey, can I give Bill your number? And I was like, yeah. And so then he texted me and he was like, hey, man, this is so cool. You know, I'm for sure bringing that out. And
that's awesome. And I was good. He brought his Blazer out to the 30 year.
Yes.
Yeah, he brought his Blazer out to that. So he's come out this way before. I don't think he's ever been to the show.
No.
I don't think.
No.
So that'll be really cool. We'll have it posted up right there in the front. It's definitely a worthy truck to have like as a center nice piece, you know. And then is Tiffany bringing her truck?
I think they're going to try. They weren't at first because Lindsay was just like, hey, did Tony know about this? And I go, no. She goes, oh, yeah, because it's severed. She was asking him if they're going to bring the truck out. He's like, no, we're probably just going to fly. And now it's funny because it's like putting the pressure on. It's like, oh, you have to bring your truck from all the way across the country.
I know. I was just about to say that. That's a very interesting thing to be in. You know, you really want to be on the show artwork. You want to do this. And then, but if you're from, you know, Indiana or Texas,
you don't have to bring your truck out.
No,
have. But it puts a little bit of extra pressure on you.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
And that's what my favorite part of the show is, like coming from the parking lot area, and you come up into the show up that little ramp, and it breaks out into the grass, and right there is the two trucks is so cool. Yeah, you know.
And this year the asphalt's going to be really cool. I think we're going to be. It's going to be more of the place to be. Like, the grass is still cool, but I think more people are going to be like, oh, the asphalt is kind of is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be a good one.
All right, anyways, we're at an hour.
We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Later. We did it! Woo! All right, bye.
Bye.